boy, another story.
Which fairy tale are you going to tell, Count?
I think I will tell the story of the 7 dwarfs and the 6 swans and the 12 dancing princesses and
Wait a minute, Count. You're mixing a whole bunch of stories up together.
Yeah, Count. You're only supposed to tell one story at a time.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, all right then. I will tell the story of Goldilocks and the 23 bears.
That's not right, Count. It's Goldilocks and the 3 bears, not 23.
Only 3? A measly 3 bears? Perhaps it's the abridged version.
No, it's always been just 3 bears, Count.
Rats and bats, it would have been much more fun with 23. But all right, Goldilocks and the 3 bears. Once upon a time, make that twice upon a time. No, that's 3 times upon a time. 4 times upon a time. 5 times upon
count.
A time. 6,
count.
7,
don't. Stop
8,
counting.
9
no,
times.
Count. Don't count.
Excuse me, please. Sometimes it's very hard to stop. It's like the hiccups. I will start again. Once upon a time, there were 3 bears. A papa bear, a mama bear, and a little baby bear. And they lived in a house in the woods where they ate their porridge out of bowls. The papa bear had a great big porridge bowl, and the mama bear had a middle-sized porridge bowl, and the baby bear had a little tiny porridge bowl.
What porridge? That like cookies?
No, Cookie Monster. Porridge is like oatmeal.
Oatmeal cookies?
No. Just plain, regular, mushy, wonderful oatmeal.
Oh, well, they only bears what they know. Oh, sorry for interruption, Count.
Quite all right. That is one interruption. Now, one morning, the 3 bears sat down to have their breakfast, but the porridge was too hot to eat, and so they decided to take a walk until it cooled off. While they were gone, a little girl named Goldilocks came walking through the woods and saw the bear's house. What a nice little house, she thought. I wonder who lives there. She knocked at the door. Knock, knock, knock. But there was no answer, of course, because the bears were not home. So, even though she knew very well that no one had invited her, she opened the door and went in. And there, sitting on the table, were 3 bowls of porridge. And, 3 spoons, 3 napkins, 1 set of salt and pepper shakers, 1 dozen roses.
Count, you're doing it again.
So I am. Thank you, Big Bird.
You're welcome.
To continue. Goldilocks tasted the porridge in the great big bowl. It was too hot. She tasted the porridge in the middle-sized bowl, but it was too cold. She tasted the porridge in the little tiny bowl, and it was just right. So she ate it all up. Then she saw 3 chairs. A great big chair, a middle-sized chair, and a little tiny chair. She sat in the great big chair. It was too hard, so she tried the middle-sized chair. It was too soft, so she tried the little tiny chair, and it was just right. But no sooner than she was all settled and cozy in the little tiny chair, broke into 100 pieces right under her. That's 1 piece, 2 pieces, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces,
count,
7
count.
Pieces.
Count.
Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry again, my friends. That was 2 times. Yeah, no, 3 times I got carried away. But who's counting? Now let me see. After the chair episode, Goldilocks thought she would lie down and take a nap. She went upstairs to the bedroom, where she saw a great big bed, a middle-sized bed, and a little tiny bed. She lay down on the great big bed, but it was too hard. She tried the middle-sized bed, and it was too soft. However, the little tiny bed felt just right, and she fell sound asleep. After a while, the 3 bears returned home from their walk. When the papa bear saw his porridge bowl, he said, "Who has been tasting my porridge?" The mama bear said, "Who has been tasting my porridge?" And the baby bear said, "Who has been tasting my porridge and eaten it all up?" And then the papa bear saw that someone had been sitting in his chair. And he said, "Who's been sitting in my chair?" And the mama bear said, "Who's been sitting in my chair?" And the baby bear said, "Who's been sitting in my chair and broken it all to pieces?" Then they all went upstairs to the bedroom, and the papa bear saw that someone had been lying in his bed, and he said, "Who has been lying in my bed?" And the mama bear said, "Who has been lying in my bed?" But the baby bear said, "Somebody has been lying in my bed, and she's still there, a little girl-type person." I think she ate all my porridge and broke my chair. And the baby bear began to make so much noise that Goldilocks woke up. And when she saw the bears looking down at her, she became very frightened. And she leaped out of bed and ran down the stairs and out the door, lickety-split, as fast as her two legs could carry her. She ran and ran and ran, mile after mile. She was running 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles. Ah, 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 wonderful. She ran as if 100 bears were chasing her. No, no, 200. Wonderful. Ah, yes. 1 bear, 2 bears, 3 bears, 4 bears, 5 bears, 6 bears, 8 bears. She ran mile after another. 11, 12 miles, 13 miles, 14 miles. I love it. Oh, 18 bears, 19 bears, 20 bears, marvelous. Oh, she didn't stop running for days. And 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. It's a terrific 36 bears, 49 miles, still counting.
That's enough, Count. You're going to wear yourself out.
Come on, Count. You got to settle down.
Yes. Yes, 151 bears, marvelous. 96 miles, 67 days and nights. I love it.
Okay, I think we can let him go now.
Thank you. Oh, my, that was wonderful.
Count, you didn't finish your story.
I didn't? Let me see. Oh, ah, yes. And Goldilocks ran all the way home. I'm pooped.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Boy, Count, you sure work hard when you tell a story.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, now, while the Count is resting, I think it would be a good time for you to turn the record over, and we will see you on the other side. All right? Oh, thank you. You are very helpful.